The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. That's learnmindfulmeditationwithaudrey.com. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests. Everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and happy 4th of July. Let the fireworks start, right? Let the party begin.
That's
it's
right.
Funny because everybody has been, like the freeways are already going, right?
Oh, yeah. I think it started on Thursday or Friday. People are getting out of town, and they want to get to where they're going for 4th of July. It's on a Saturday this year. It's a great weekend. It's a great family weekend.
There you go. We're just going to lay low and, check out all the different we're going to be in Malibu. Well, we were in Malibu last night, and then we're going to head down to the beach, but then we're going to head back up to Ventura tonight.
There's a great show over the harbor.
Yeah, that's where we're
going
to go. Yeah, we might take our boat out, but I don't know. We have our babies with us. So anyways, I am so glad that you are all here with us, tuning in to the brighter side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim, and
I'm Jennifer. Welcome, everybody.
Yep, and Tom Spence is here.
Good morning. Happy 4th.
Thank you. You got a new hat.
I was working earlier, so I had to don my VTA stuff.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, again, we always want to say that we are so thankful for you being here. And we have another voting thing going on right now.
We absolutely do. And we want to make sure that you all know about it. It's the Best of Ventura County, the 30th Annual Radio Personality category is what we're hoping you'll vote for all of us. Check it out. And definitely go to the VCRReporter.com and vote for the Kim Pagano Show.
Yeah, there you go. All you do is put our name in the box there, and we appreciate that. And again, thank you so much for the last 2 years of making us a favor on the
Ventura County Star. And also, voting is open until 5 p.m. on Friday, July 31st. So get your votes in.
Share us. Anyways. All right. Well, I always want to start our show with something positive. And creating a day of worth living is getting up early, express gratitude for what you have, do something productive, do something fun, do something for someone else, get some sunlight, exercise. It doesn't matter. Just do some exercise. Put a smile on someone else's face and express gratitude or compliment someone. Learn to do something new. That's it. Now, wasn't that easy? I mean,
it really is. And you can, when you say something nice to someone or do something nice for someone completely out of the ordinary, you can just see it on their face how thankful and appreciative they are.
It's like the only thing you don't probably have to pay for, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
it's just a simple thought. So anyway, again, for anybody that's just waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way, we have a great show for you today. And again, I want to remind you to follow us on Facebook. We got lots of stuff that we're giving away there, and also on Twitter. Stay connected so you are in it to win it. And of course, we give away stuff on our show. And I do want to give out our phone number here, 419 0008-419-0008. And what we do is a little bit different than all the shows. We want to hear from all of you. And we're going to do something a little bit different. We want to hear why you like our show, what if we're making a difference. And so call up and just leave us your name and your number and why you like our show. And we're going to be entered to win, and we've got tons and tons of things that we're going to be giving away. So I do want to remind you before Tom tells about all the stuff we have is you can listen on to our podcast on all your smartphones. Just pick up
go to the app on your smartphone for podcasts, and you can download the Kim Pagano Show and take us with you wherever you go.
There you go. And also, you can listen to any of our shows on KimPaganoShow.com. With that, our first guest, Max Strom, and he is, I'm so excited. I mean, what a great book. There's No App for Happiness. So appropriate for our show, How to Avoid a Near-Life Experience. And, of course, this is sponsored by Camarillo Yoga, and he's going to be out there. We're going to find out a little bit more when he's going to be speaking. And I'm so excited to be have them be a part of our show. And, again, Audrey, thank you so much for believing in us. Also joining us today is Sue Hitzman, and she's going to be talking about her book, The Melt Method. And so we are so excited you're here. Again, our phone number is 805-419-0008. And again, I want to remind you, we are here from 6 to 8 with completely different guests on our next hour. So stay with us, camp out with us, grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, and start your weekend and your fun. And again, happy 4th of July. Tom, what are some of our things that we're giving away?
Lots of great restaurants. We start off with Mrs. Olson's Breakfast for Two. We also have Pete's Breakfast House, a $25 gift certificate for Lure Fish House, $25 for BJ's Restaurant, and $25 for Famous Dave's. Along with that, Lazy Dog Cafe. Yes, we have a $25 gift certificate. How about July 1st through the 5th? It's happening right now. Rubicon Theater Company presenting The Little Mermaid. Great productions there. At the Ventura Harbor Comedy Club this weekend, presenting Willie Barsena, and that's a show that you can go to if you win with Kim. July 17th through the 26th, Cabrillo Music Theater presenting Oklahoma the Musical. We can all sing a song or two from that one. July 18th and 19th, Tequila and Taco Festival and Music Festival at the Collection at River Park in Oxnard. What else do we have for you? One more.
That's
annual
right.
Annual Miss Plus 805 pageant at Pacifica High School Performing Arts Center in Oxnard, July 25th, second annual Miss Plus 805 pageant.
There you go. And we've got tickets to all of those. So again, write this number down, 805-419-0008. Let's start off with some Rubicon Theater tickets. And that is The Little Mermaid going through July 1st through the 15th. And all you have to do is call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. And also just tell us what you like about our show. All right, let's bring our first guest on. Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me? All
right. I can. How are you? So glad to have you be here.
Thank you, Kim. I'm very pleased to be on the show.
Yeah, thank you. And again, I want to thank Camarillo Yoga. And when are you going to be there?
I'll be there on July 31st. That's a Friday evening.
Okay. Yeah. There is this big hype right now about happiness, but knowing from my own show, happiness is like something that we talk about in and we feel in so many different ways. Do you agree?
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But we don't really talk about it directly. I find people mostly talk around happiness. They talk about success, family, children, and so on, but they don't actually discuss what makes ourselves happy.
And so is this something that we're going to find in your book? And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Max Strom. We're talking about his book, There Is No App for Happiness. Wouldn't it be fun just to push a button and
exactly.
feel happiness? You know, I mean, you wake up and it's something that's definitely learned. It's something that you have that you need to practice to be happy. Do you agree?
I do, I especially these days. Our focus with our children is to make them successful, get good grades, go to the best schools, get the best jobs possible, with the assumption that that will make them happy. But we know now after many studies that once the basic needs of life are met, food, medicine, education, clothing, and, you know, housing. After that, money does not buy a cent worth of happiness, but we still live as if that were the case.
Right,
and,
right.
And we don't mentor our children on happiness, how to achieve it, what it is. And I think it takes people almost stumbling upon the fact at some point in their life that they don't feel happy. They feel pleasure. They feel entertained. We're highly entertained now. But we lack meaning sometimes. And finally, we realize that it's meaning that brings us the deepest levels of happiness.
So when you're saying meaning, are you saying we need a purpose?
Yes.
Okay, so meaning and purpose is what you're kind of referring to?
It's not only meaning. Excuse me. It's not only purpose, though, too, because it's also community. We need family. We need community. And we need purpose. And we need to know that when we get up in the morning and do our work, whatever it is, that it means something. It's not just for nothing.
I love that. I love that. So tell us a little bit about your book. Love the name. There is no app for happiness. Is this your first book, or you have many?
No, it's my second one. Okay. My first one is called A Life Worth Breathing.
So are you saying, Max, this is Jennifer, there is no app for happiness, that many of us just turn to our phones and don't participate in life, so we're kind of avoiding the natural happiness that's surrounding us because it's not quite exciting enough?
Yeah, we're trading an actual life that we don't completely control for a virtual life that we feel like we're in control of. I saw two women speaking yesterday that I know well, and they were complaining about not being able to, you know, meet good men these days. And I said to them, you know, laughingly, I said, you know, if the man of your dreams walked by, you would never see him because your face is always in your phone.
It's so true.
So
everyone has seen that comic of the suntan lines of today are people with their hands like across their stomachs and their phones right there. And you can see the suntan lines.
I haven't seen that.
It's really true. It's interesting to see. And especially kids, they're constantly on their phones, even talking to each other when they're sitting right next to each other.
Yeah. Even last night I was watching on TV and they were giving all these apps. You know, if you're traveling with your kids, make sure they've downloaded all these apps and their games. And they're awesome games. But really? We used to, like, play family games, like words, you know, alphabet names, you know, and as we're driving by, license plates and, you know, that kind of thing. We're all independent now, and we're all in our own, like, heads, not outside talking and communicating. So I definitely, you know, agree with you. So what made you write this book? What's your thought behind it?
Well, I think that We have two things happening in this culture right now. When I say this culture, I mean the industrial world, worldwide. The first thing is we have this explosion of information technology, which is growing exponentially, which people are starting to become aware of finally, that it's really changing faster. And at the same time, we have this explosion in the use of medication for emotion. And that's also growing somewhat exponentially. So now we have in our country, this country, 1 out of 4 women are taking antidepressant, anti-anxiety drugs, or both. 1 out of 4. And it's growing faster. Within a couple of years, it's going to be 1 out of 3. In other countries, it's already exceeded this amount.
Really?
Sleep medication, 80 million Americans taking sleep medication. Those aren't the signs that our culture is going in the right direction, just in terms of happiness.
Right.
No judgment on anything else. Whatever makes you happy, fine. But if you're going to a doctor and you've run out of options, you say, I don't know what else to do. Can you write me a prescription? Something's not working.
Right. So what would you do? I mean, I always think of, like, you know, there's been times in my life, and I'll be honest, is, you know, you wonder, like, okay, how can I get through what I'm going through? But I kind of try to do a self-inventory, and I try to look at the brighter side. I have to just say, I look at all the things that I'm grateful for. Then I look at, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen if, you know, this doesn't go the way I think it should, you know? Life happens. Life happens to all of us, but it's all about how we receive it.
But I think that's a good point that you're saying with medication is in order to feel the good times, the happy times, and like that belly laughter, you have to feel the pain.
Right. You can't choose what you want to numb.
Yeah.
You start numbing your emotions, you numb all of them.
Wow, that's so I mean, that speaks to, it should speak to everybody right
it's
there.
Really true.
Because
you're
right. You can't, you numb yourself for the pain and you're not going to feel your happiness either.
That's right.
Wow. I love that. I mean, that's just a huge thing.
But then it kind of makes you wonder with our society why so many children are depressed or, you know, not able to cope with all the things that are coming at them. What's going on that side of the world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I have to say, this is kind of my theory, okay, is, and you know, if you go back many years, a lot of our parents used to drink and used to cope with their lives in different ways. Now we just, you know, take pills. We just kind of are numb. So, you know, we used to watch our parents, maybe we didn't realize that they were having their own difficulties. But how do you, the kids that need help, we're not there to help them. We're trying to get through our life.
Exactly. Right. Right.
You know, and so that's, you know, is that that might be a reason why there's so many more depressed children.
Yes, I think so. And also kids are being deprived of something that's really important, and that's exercise in nature. I mean, when I was a boy, there was the President's Physical Fitness Program. There was PE in all schools. There was lots of recesses. And from what I'm hearing from mothers these days, that's not happening anymore.
No.
And I think there's a lack of just free play at home.
Yes.
Because you're, I mean, we all, and I'm the same way, we're all so afraid something bad can happen, that they'll be kidnapped, that, you know, that they'll fall, they'll hurt themselves. And then when you protect them so much, they lose a little bit of their childhood.
Yes, that's right.
Very good.
We need community. We need face-to-face time. I interviewed a woman recently, a Muslim woman, who was living in Iraq, in Baghdad, in the recent Gulf War, the first time when we started, the first few days of bombing. So she was in Baghdad when the Americans bombed the heck out of it. And she said, after that, 45 days without electricity. And that you're not going to believe what she said. Those are the best 45 days of my life. She said everybody in Baghdad had to come out and meet their neighbors and cook outside. And it was like picnics all day long. She said, I was a teenager.
That's amazing.
I never knew that. I never knew happiness like that.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I kind of hear, you know, and I know there's been a lot of talk about unplugging, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Is that kind of what your book's about?
It's part of it. Part of it is, yes, unplugging. Part of it is, I'm not against technology. I use a lot of it. I use a GPS. I love it. But it's that everything new is not better. And we have to be judicious, discriminating with what we bring into our life and still understand the basics of life that aren't really going to change, to preserve them, like being in face-to-face with your family. And like you said, make up your own games, play with your children, have time where you just go out into nature, exercise. These basic things have kept human happiness.
You know, and you know what, Max, you know what it makes me think of is, have you ever been in a home, and I know, Jennifer, you're going to say, Tom, I don't know, you know, where like you're in one room and the kids, hey, Mom, what time's dinner? And they're texting you. I'm like, seriously? I like walk into the room. I'm like, I'm right in the other room. I know, but I just, oh my, that, no, I'm not, no, you need to come up. And, you know, the other day, one of my sons, who's always traveling, he was home for a bit, and I just went into his room, sat on his bed and said, how are you? What's going on in your life? And he's like, what are you doing? You know, but it's like, you know, I wanted to just see his face, see his eyes, see his expressions.
Well, you know, I have found we're so busy all the time to have your kids do chores, probably like we all did when we were growing up. There isn't realistically always the time to do that. And I have told my one son, who has no money because he spent all of it, and he's trying to save some for our beach trip, if you help me water every 3 times a week, I'll pay you $10 a week. Now, whether or not that's the right amount, that's how much I need him to have by the time we go, so he doesn't think I gave him money.
Oh, I like that.
And
okay.
Sometimes it's just putting the hose away or whatever. But, you know, we're all out there.
Yep.
We're doing it together. And I think there's sometimes, like you said, that sense of community that we don't always have because we're not making, you know, those are just things that happened naturally and organically when we were growing up, that now you have to kind of make more of a point to make that happen.
One of the ways to decide what to do with your future is to look at your past and just run this test by all your family members. Have everybody voice, like one at a time in the living room, what are your absolute best memories of life?
Wow.
Even children. and they're not going to say playing a video game.
No, gosh, no.
Wow. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're going to be here from 6 to 8. We have completely different guests, and we're so excited to have you waking up with us, starting your 4th of July weekend with us in a really amazing, positive way. And again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we're talking with Max right now, and Max Strom, and this is actually sponsored by Camry Yoga Center, and Audrey Walser is amazing, and I have to just say, you know, if you want to learn more mindfulness and meditation, she's got a 9-week course that she is really, it's something that she's sharing with everybody. And so there's classes that are going to be in Westlake, Camarillo. Just go to www.learnmindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. And also, you know, if you don't have a computer or you are not by a computer, her phone number is 805-484-8810. That's 484-8810. That's Camarillo Yoga Studio. You are going to change your life. And again, we're talking with Max Strom right now. And Max is going to be at Camarillo Yoga Center on Friday night, July 31st at 6:15. Can you tell us what we're going to find out about that?
The evening I'm there?
Yeah.
it's an interesting program, actually. People get a lot out of this. They tell me. They write to me later and thank me. Because what I do is I lecture on the subject of happiness and fulfillment for a little while, not too long. And then I ask 10 questions. And I give people 5 minutes to answer each question on paper. So they're writing their answers. And all this information is confidential. It's just yours. But I ask key high-level questions. When I say high-level, means it requires a high-level answer. Things that you may not have asked yourself ever before, and certainly not recently. And at the end of those, at the end of that 10-question series, take a short break, and then we come back together, and I give a short lecture on each one of those questions. What you leave with is a lot of information about yourself that you gave yourself that you didn't have 2 hours before. I've even had an email where a woman said, thank you. You were the first person in my life to ask me what makes me happy.
Really? Let me ask you this, Max. What makes you happy?
Well, meaning, like I said, my definition of happiness is the daily experience of a meaningful life. I don't want to just have meaning when I stumble upon it like I used to in my earlier life. I've created my life now where I feel like every day I contribute to other people's lives. I'm helping other people while I help myself at the same time. And hopefully it will have a positive impact on the world, at least a little bit.
Right. And now, what did you do before you were an author?
As far as an author, well, I'm an author and a teacher.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've been teaching for 20 years.
Okay.
I started as a yoga teacher, but it branched out quite quickly into teaching breathing workshops for people with anxiety and depression. And then now it's led to bringing mindfulness programs into corporations.
So, Max, can you tell us what, like, question number 5 is?
Oh,
when you answer yoga series?
That's a pop quiz I'm not prepared to answer.
Oh, well, any of the questions.
Yeah, give us a typical question.
A typical question is, if you found out that you had 15 minutes left to live, and you look back at your life, what would your regrets be? Not what did you do that you regret? What didn't you do?
Wow, that's huge. That's really huge because, you know, sometimes I always say, or I say, you don't want to leave any life on the table.
Isn't that so true?
You know, you don't want to leave any life on the table.
And of course, you have to be careful that fine line between taking too many chances and not being responsible. But, you know, you should take those chances because you may never have them again.
Yeah. Right. An opportunity only knocks once, right? You know, on your book, you talk about how to avoid a near-life experience. What do you mean by that?
going back to that very question that I just gave you,
yeah,
it's making certain that at the end of your life, you don't look back mostly with regret and saying that I should have taken more risks with my heart, for example. I should have said, I love you that time when I had the chance. I should have said to him or her, don't go. I should have gone traveling and instead of talking about traveling. I should have not worked 70 hours a week and not seen my children grow up. You know, all of that. To me, that's a near-life experience.
Wow. Wow, so meaningful. I can't wait to hear you. I do want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us, if that's something that you would like to discover more about your life and your, I mean, really your world, you know, who you are. So many of us walk through life and we are, you know, measured or directed by other people's lives. And how
and
do
who
you,
we think we're supposed to be,
yeah,
what we're supposed to think,
our
and
families,
do.
Our mm-hmm. expectations. But how do you authentically walk? Almost like be your own navigator. Be your own navigator. It sounds like that's something that you'll be able to find out here over at the Camarillo Yoga Center on Friday night. That's July 31st at 6:15. Call us right now if you would like to you know more information and be able to be a part of this night. And our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, Audrey Walzer is going to be there. She's amazing. Max Strom's going to be there. And he is the author of A Life Worth Breathing, and There's No App for Happiness. Leave us with one thought, and I know you're really into breathing too, correct?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. My one thought would be that there's so much anxiety in the world today that if you take on a breathing practice 10 minutes a day, you can completely turn that around so you don't need to live on medication. 10 minutes a day of breathing, and you can learn this from Audrey at Camarillo Yoga. She's
amazing.
Excellent.
Yeah.
But it's hard to say. Camarillo.
I know. That's why I'm so glad you just did that, because she's going to go, Kim, you don't even know how to say
you
it,
have
you
to
know?
Say it slowly.
Yeah. And breathe, right?
Yeah. So, you know, if she can teach you 10 minutes, 15 minutes of breathing a day, and that doesn't mean breathing like we're doing now, it's conscious breathing, can take you from an anxious person to being a calm person. And that can make all the difference in your relationship.
Wow, I love that. Max, I would love to talk to you again. I'm going to read your book and finish it. I've kind of skimmed through it, but I would love to have a copy of your other one and have you back on.
I would love that. We'll send you one.
Okay, great. And again, I look forward to meeting you. I want all my listeners, if you are interested in really finding out, you know, what happiness means to you and be able to define your own personal happiness, this is going to be the program to go to. And not only that, I'm telling you, Audrey is amazing. She's got a calmness about her, but so much wisdom. And, I'm so glad that she's a part of our show.
I think that's really important. I know sometimes for myself, I feel like it's going around so fast in my head sometimes. Like, I have to slow down. And, like, breathing techniques and yoga, like, can really help you center yourself and bring it down to a lower level.
Yeah, that you can handle and walk
Absolutely.
Through. So you don't have to take pills
I sometimes I'm like, oh God, it's all going so fast in my head. I've got to just take a step back here for a second.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Max Strom. Again, There Is No App for Happiness. And again, July 31st at 6:15, Camarillo Yoga Center. And it's going to be the Internal Technology of Happiness. So again, call us right now, 419-0008, 419-0008, and we will get you in touch with them so that you are able to attend this. All right, Max, thank you so much, and you have a great 4th of July.
Thank you.
Happy
4th
of July.
All right, we are going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to Sue Hitzman, and we're going to be talking about the MELT method. It's a breakthrough self-treatment system, and it's all about eliminating chronic pain, erase the signs of aging, and really feel fantastic in another 10 minutes a day. You know, it's funny, we all think that we have to work so hard for all the things that we need in life and do, And that's not really always true. So let's, you know, stay with us for that. Again, I would love to give away something right now. And how about a gift certificate to Pete's Breakfast House? I'm telling you, there's two locations. It's amazing. And you can always get a great breakfast there. So call us right now, 419-0008. And all I want to do is hear what you like about our show, and that will enter you in to win. Everybody call in right now, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic Dentistry. Holistic Dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here and starting your amazing weekend with us. And I do want to remind you of all of our shows. We are here from 6 to 8 every Saturday, and then again from 2 to 3. And we have an amazing show for you all day long. And, of course, it is just starting. And, you know, our phone number here is 805- 419-0008, 419-0008. And when we would love to hear from all of our listeners out there. We've got a contest going on that we want everybody to vote for. We appreciate all your votes in the past.
The best of Ventura County, go to vcreporter.com and make the Kim Pagano Show your favorite radio personality category.
There you go. And all you have to do is write it in there, and we would so appreciate that. Of course, I do want to give a big shout out to Miss Plus 805 pageant. It's the second annual one. It's a red carpet, opens at 5 o'clock. That's Saturday, July 25th, and it's over at the Pacifica Performing Arts Center. And I've got a couple pairs of tickets.
I love beauty pageants.
Yeah, this is great. You know, I love what it stands for, because we all think we have to be perfect. And this is really just representing the plus sizes.
Absolutely.
You know, anybody, it makes everybody available and attainable for this. So if you're interested in going, we've got a couple tickets for you. Call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Our next guest is, she's actually been on our show before, Sue Hitzman. She's been on lots of shows before, and I actually watched her on Dr. Oz. But not only that, it's really a unique system, and so I'm so excited. It's funny, because I wish Audrey was in studio with us, because she's like one of your biggest fans from Camarillo Yoga Center. But Sue Hitzman is the Melt Method. And Sue, are you there?
Yes, I am. Nice to hear your voice again.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely.
It's been a little while, but tell us about what you're doing and if there's anything new and where you are in your life.
Well, I think the last time I talked to you, I had maybe just embarked on the book tour.
I think you did. Yeah.
Yeah. So we decided to really get people that firsthand experience of Mel, because you can't really intellectually just get it. You really have to feel it in your body. I decided I was going to go on this 150-city book tour around the country, and I got to melt like over 5,000 people, and it was such an eye-opener for me. It was so inspiring to watch people of all ages, body weights, all types of illnesses and injuries come into this group environment and just give it a shot. And it was just so incredible, So that was a huge year, that first year out for me. And since then, we finally got two new videos out. We have the companion DVDs. It's a 3-set DVD set. And the 2-DVD set for the hand and foot treatment so that people can do it at home.
I love the DVDs. I love to work out at home,
great?
And I love your DVDs.
I have to say, it's been the best thing for my clients because they've all been waiting for it for so long, and they're like, it's so much easier to do now. It's so comprehensive. I really understand what the science is behind it. And actually, we embarked on a research study just this past month and got accepted to the Fascia Congress because we've seen so many great results, and now we can actually scientifically measure how melt actually improves the elasticity of the fascia once it becomes stiff in the low back, which is one of the key things that causes low back pain. So that's been, super exciting for me. And totally on a personal note, having nothing to do with melt, I actually got married less than 2 weeks ago.
Congratulations. Well, that's a big deal. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
So
wow.
Yes, I'm still floating over that.
Sue, did you meet him on your travels?
He was actually a friend of one of our melt instructors, and I met him 4 years ago when I was doing it, when I was actually on tour. I met him as I was doing teacher trainings, and he's an actor and was playing King Triton in a tour of Little Mermaid.
I love it. You got to marry the king, right?
Every girl's dream.
I got to marry the king of the fish.
I love it. Well, congratulations. Always the brighter side right there. So,
yeah.
So Sue, tell us a little bit of your background. And is this still your first this was your first book, right?
This is my first book. Yep. We're kind of, trying to get me into, come on, Sue, you've got to write that other book.
Yeah.
Because, there's such a, the whole thing was when I wrote the book is that the melt method is actually this very large, very comprehensive methodology of self-care. But there is just only so much that you can give the general public so that it's easy enough for them to do, they understand it, and then they can repeat it on their own. So the book only has just a small piece of a very big methodology. So, there's another book probably, in my vision for 2016, 2017.
Oh,
so,
good for you.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. So let me ask you, I think you sent me so how long has your DVD been out?
We just less than a year.
I must not have got it then. Okay.
Yeah, I think we launched it. I'm trying to even think. I think actually we launched it in January this year. So it's
okay. You'll have to send us a couple for us because I love that. And you sent me a couple of the little things. I actually gave them out to winners, but like the one that you
the soft ball.
Yeah, that you put in your hand and then or you can use it on your feet.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So the hand and foot treatments are very unique. They're actually global self-treatment techniques as much as they are very useful for people who have any type of hand issues. I deal with people with carpal tunnel syndrome, arthritis, Dupuy trends, things that actually affect the hand in particular, and also for foot pain, people who have neuromas, plantar fasciitis, and things like that. It really aids in the healing process of your body, and it helps to organize and balance the nervous system right through your hands and feet. But the uniqueness about it is the actual technique of it is a way to stimulate the sensory nerve endings in your hands and feet to help the nervous system reorganize our balance and standing posture. So a lot of my clients, if my client came in with neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, low back pain, anything that was like in the actual torso, the very first place we always start them is their hands and feet, because oftentimes the overuse, misuse, and disuse of our hands and feet are a key missing aspect of treating pain in the neck and low back. And most of the time, neck and low back pain is just caused by the way we use our our appendages, by the way we use our hands and our feet. So it's really offered up a beautiful introductory program for most people. It really wouldn't matter what somebody's issues were. I would always, in my hands-on practice and how I developed MELT was, you know, I was trying to empower my clients to get out of my office. Those were always the first two treatments that I would give them to go home with, to just say, look, try to ground your body, see if you can help your nervous system figure out where your center of gravity is. Treat your hands, because you're using those all day long, and see if we can keep the fluid state of the arms from causing so much pressure on your neck. And let's see how you come back feeling. And it was just, you know, across the board, after you do this with a few thousand people and you see them coming back with less pain, that I just give that as like the go-to technique for anybody in any type of chronic issue or pain, or just somebody looking to improve sports performance or movement performance. Those are the two techniques. They take 10 minutes a day. You can do them at work, at your desk. You can do them at any point of the day. Easy, easy methodology.
Okay, Sue, I have a question for you. Now, does this replace regular exercise? The MELT
method. I mean, MELT isn't an exercise program at all. It really is a way to simulate manual therapeutic intervention. So you would have to go to multiple types of therapists to sort of apply all of the concepts that I've woven into MELT to be able to, you know, gain the same types of benefits. But MELT's really an add-on self-treatment technique that we find, you know, if you were going to go to exercise, if you wanted to improve your performance, improve the timing of the muscles so that your joints moved more efficiently, you would MELT for 10 minutes before you did your workout so that your body was more prepared to do the things that you want to do. And that's really the principle of MELT. Most people don't realize that the connective tissue is the supportive infrastructure under the skin. And daily living, what science is starting to understand and what has been the focus of my research for the past over a decade, is that daily living causes cellular dehydration in connective tissue, and it leaves it more stiff and less resilient, less mobile. So it's basically losing what we call elasticity. And elasticity is connective tissue's ability to morph and adapt and move as we need it to. But ideally, it's always supportive and it always goes back to its original shape. But if it becomes stiff, it's kind of like a sponge. It's like, you know, it doesn't really absorb water very well. It becomes very stiff. It's not so pliable. And that is one of the biggest things that causes joint compression, causes that common ache that most people, you know, don't associate with being what we call pre-pain symptoms, like when you sit for long periods of time and then you get up and your joints feel stiff. That's what I call a pre-pain signal. That is the subtle signs of connective tissue dehydration.
So,
and if you don't do anything about it, it accumulates, and it's
right,
one of the things that causes compression.
For all of our listeners, the MELT method is to help fix any pains that you might have that don't, like plantar fasciitis, for example. Yes, there's lots of different things that you can get, but really it's a weird kind of thing on your foot. And I know in your book you talk about it with the ball and rolling your heel and all of that kind of, it's like,
well, even like a diabetes, right? You probably, a lot of people have pens,
oh,
and
sure,
needles, you know, and
sure,
you
put, and you know, I mean, with diabetes the problem is that you can get something called neuropathy, where
right,
the nerve endings in your hands and feet just die. You literally, it's almost like if you think of a root of a flower, it's like the endings of the roots get all dried out and coiled up, and then you lose the sense of your feet, and that creates a loss of balance. And it also is just extremely painful, causes a lot of local swelling in the legs. And so what we find with diabetics is just doing a softball foot treatment really helps to not only restore their balance, because it helps their nervous system reorganize the balance of their head, ribs, and pelvis over that small basis of support being their feet, but it also helps the sensory nerve endings to come back up online so that they can actually sense their hands and feet. I mean, can you imagine like walking around and not actually feeling the bottoms of your feet?
No.
It's just got to be terrible. But yeah, I mean, we deal with a lot of people like that.
Oh my gosh. I do want to remind any of our listeners that are just tuning in with us right now, we're so glad that you're here. We're here from 6 to 8. We have lots more for you. And we're talking with Sue Hitzman. We're talking about the MELT method and her book, not just her book, because you have so many other things, but is the MELT method book. Where do we find your book, first of all?
You can find it at any local bookstore. You can get it at Amazon. You can go to meltmethod.com and order the whole bundle. That was one thing that we really pushed is since the video came out, was to do what we called the super bundle so that people could just get the whole system and begin right off the bat just, you know, learning the whole comprehensive methodology of this level one type of introductory sequence so that they could actually learn all about it and then begin to apply it to their daily life.
Wow. Sue, would you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Absolutely.
All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And, of course, we love to give away things. And let's do, I'm looking for my giveaways. Right here. How about, let's see, how about Lazy Dog? One of my favorites, I tell you, there's Caesar salad with a little balsamic on it with chicken. It's healthy, and they're edamames, or spicy edamame. That's a meal right there in itself. But
I
not only that, you get to take your furry friends with you.
Especially right now, you don't want to leave them at home.
I know,
it's hot.
Yeah.
Water for them.
I love it. Anyways, we've got a gift certificate for you right now. And again, all we want to do, we want to hear from all of you right now. At 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we want to find out what you like about our show. So again, give us a call. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
DeVoe Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for waking up with us and starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm Kim. I'm here with Jennifer and Tom. And, of course, we are talking to Sue Hitzman. We're talking about the Melt Method. I do want to remind you of our next hour. We're going to be talking with Kim Schneiderman and her book, Step Out of Your Story. Also in studio, we have Marcy Nunn, and she is from MKN Financial. She's going to be talking about her story and stepping out of your story. It always kind of falls together, but long-term care. And it's something that we don't really plan for, but yet when it happens, we're like, oh, God.
I'm so excited for her to be here because I feel like I'm at 44. There's so many questions about health insurance, life insurance.
And it's at a weird time right now where everything we kind of knew before, we don't know anymore. So again, we'd love you to stay with us and join us. And again, thank you so much for being here. So we're going to go back to Sue Hitzman and her book, The Melt Method. But you have lots of different things that we can buy. Where do we buy them? Where do we find them?
Well, for right now, you know, we really do it at meltmethod.com. People can go online and learn more about the methodology and buy the products there. But what's been really amazing for me and, something that I'm really proud of is we've got 2,000 Melt instructors worldwide, The book's been translated into 7 other languages now. So we've got instructors that are all over the country. So for those people who are like, gosh, I don't know about self-care, or I'm afraid to do anything for myself, like I might make something worse, the beauty is that people can actually go to Melt Method, they can click on Find Melt, and they can put their information, their zip code, their city and state, and see if there are any Melt instructors that are near them, so that the instructor can actually bring them through one of the intro classes. They can also get the products from them as well. But it really gives them that firsthand, shot at doing something so completely different. And it's like nothing you've ever tried. And it's so subtle, and it feels good when you do it. You know, you walk out feeling like you've just gained 3 inches of height, and you just feel good when you walk out of
it. Oh, I would like that.
No. And you know what else I like about it?
I love the instructors. Our instructors are just world class. Amazing people.
For people who aren't familiar with Melt, it's not, I know sometimes exercise classes can be intimidating. This is not an exercise class, but still, things
I love how she says it's a
self-care
class. Yeah.
It can be scary because you don't know what you're going to do. And just by looking through the book, it's very easy to do all of these things. It doesn't take like a super great athlete to, to accomplish this.
Oh, yeah, not at all. I mean, actually, most of the techniques are very subtle because I'm actually a light touch therapist. You know, like I always say, I never put my hands on anybody to inflict pain or to hurt them. I have always been more of a facilitator, an investigator, try to identify where the problems were in a person's body, what was really causing their pain, rather than focusing on where they had pain. Like if they came in with knee pain, usually the places that we have pain are the victims in the body. And I always say, if somebody's crying out for your help, you don't walk up to him and punch him in the face. You go find the problem. And it's crazy how when we have pain, we seem to go right after the area. Like if our neck hurt us, we'd want to put a ball in there and dig that area out, like we'd win an award for inflicting pain on the part of our body that's causing us pain. Like if we beat it up, it'll stop bothering us. But it doesn't work that way. And so the really neat thing about Melt, and one of the things that's so unique about it, is what we call, it's like the recipe to get yourself out of pain. It's the 4 R's. And the first R is reconnect. And what I do is I've been able to identify 4 common imbalances that many people have in their bodies. They're neurological and structural imbalances that just start to accumulate and exist because of our daily lives. And those are the 4 that end up causing most of the unnecessary compression in the neck and low back that can then throw our alignment off, compress our joints, and ultimately cause us pain.
Because our body compensates for that, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's it, is, like the cool thing, that's actually a blessing and a curse of the body, is that we're so good at compensating. Once there's a little bit of a problem, our body will just adjust and compensate to manage the problems that we have. But oftentimes, our body's own management and compensation of our problem causes more problems later that kind of seem completely unrelated to the first thing that you had, and then you have something else. It's like somebody who sprains their ankle. Once their ankle heals, they've got riddling back pain and hip pain because they've been limping around for 4 months.
That's
so okay, one thing I have to know is plantar fasciitis, which I think so many people have. What is the Melt method for that? Kind of briefly go through that with us.
Well, the thing about, first of all, plantar fasciitis, sometimes people think that's what it is, but what they have is plantar fasciosis, which is a lack of blood flow to the core muscles in the feet. And that is also a symptom or a problem of connective tissue dehydration. So plantar fasciitis is inflammation in the plantar fascia, in the connective tissue on your foot. Plantar fasciosis is a breakdown of blood flow to the muscles in your foot. And sometimes people have foot pain and there's neither blood flow problems or inflammation. They have compressed nerves in their back that are radiating pain into the foot. So the way that we work with Melt is if your foot hurt you, the first thing that you would do is, in the Melt Method book, there's something called the lower body compression sequence. So we would actually start up at the back of your legs and begin to hydrate the tissue along the long lines of your legs, the back of the thigh, the inner thigh, the calves, and then we would do a foot treatment to follow. So that what we're doing is bringing more fluids toward the area where there's damage, try to stimulate the connective tissue, because the cells of our connective tissue are the healing cells of our body. These are the cells that when you cut yourself, the fibroblasts and these little things called integrins go over to that area and they start to heal the wound. They create closure of the wound. Or if you break a bone, fibroblasts, these connective tissue cells, turn into osteoblasts or cells that heal bone. So they are really specialized cells that will organize and repair tissue when it's damaged. The problem is, when connective tissue becomes cellularly dehydrated, your own body's natural ability to heal, rest, and repair slows down. And so you kind of are always in this overstressed, sort of tipped scale where your body can't rest and repair. Stress outweighs that ability. And then, again, stress starts to accumulate, and that causes more and more problems. And anybody who's had plantar fasciitis knows that stuff can go on for
years.
Oh,
my gosh.
Right. You know, we are actually at the end of our show, and this has been so amazing to hear, you know, more about how we can heal ourselves and really just do self-care. Sue Hitzman, thank you so much for joining us again, and I appreciate you being part of the Brighter Side of Life. Again, we are going to have a whole nother hour. Stay with us, and again, let me end this moment and this show with a moment of happiness. Positively is the key to happiness. So with that, we'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Thank you so much, Sue.
Pain you drive into the heart.